Hello and welcome back to the Everything Bagel podcast. This is Shelby.
And this is Emily.
Welcome back. I just said that. Okay, today we are doing book and TV series trivia.
Trivia.
Anytime I'm on TikTok and I see trivia to things that I actually know about, it's kind of fun. And I go on a rabbit hole of looking up all of the trivia for that thing. But other than that, like real trivia, I'm terrible at. I'm the freaking worst test taker.
Okay, so Shelby and I both thought of 20 questions to ask each other about things we've watched and read. So, we have on here questions about Vampire Diaries, The Office, Haunting of Hill House, ACOTAR, and Fourth Wing. And we are stoked.
Exciting!
Okay.
What should we start with? Fourth Wing, Vampire Diaries?
I think Vampire Diaries.
Okay, I have two for you in Vampire Diaries.
Why don't I start? Because I have four.
Okay, you go.
Okay, Shelby's the Vampire Diaries expert. I've only watched 18 episodes.
I'm so nervous, though. I'm gonna look dumb.
Okay. Shelby, what is the vampire that became Jeremy's third love interest?
Third? Okay. The first one was Vicky. The second one was Anna. Then... Wait, the third vampire, not just his third love interest? Because his third love interest was Bonnie. Is that not it? That's it? Okay.
Yeah, so that question was flawed. Oh. I got it from the internet, so it's the internet's
Woo!
Fault.
I still got it right. Yeah!
Good job.
Okay. Since you're not a Vampire Diaries fanatic, these are pretty easy. Okay. To make it harder, I'm going to make you say first and last name.
Oh, no.
Who are Elena Gilbert's two best friends?
Bonnie Bennett.
Yes.
And the blonde chick.
Okay, what's her name?
Well, just give me a hint, because I'll know it if you give
it
me
It starts
choice.
With a C.
Caroline.
Yeah. Do you know her last name? Starts with an F.
No.
Caroline Forbes.
Oh, okay. Shelby, how old was Stefan when he died?
17. Like when he became a vampire?
Not when he turned, when he died.
Oh, frick.
Which was a spoiler for me, but I don't really
sad.
Care.
Oh, I don't sad. Care. That doesn't happen until like way later on.
This is hard.
Okay. Oh, this is a hard one.
If you guess within 5 years of the correct answer, I will give it to you as correct.
Oh, freak. I don't know if I can get that. When he met Elena, he was around like 152 or something like that. And I don't know like the time span. Is that the right way to say that? Of the series. So I'm going to say like, this is hard. Let's say like 157. I'm going to say that.
The internet said 171.
Oh, freak. I was going to say 160
but
something.
But still good job.
I feel like that was pretty good. That's hard. I didn't know that one. Okay. Next question. I don't know why these are both so similar, but what is the name of Elena's doppelganger?
Catherine.
Mm-hmm. Do you know her last name?
What does it start with?
P.
I don't remember.
Catherine Pierce or...
I would not have gotten that.
Katerina Petrova.
Okay. Shelby, which character in the series, Vampire Diaries, has died the most times?
Probably Jeremy. Wait, okay, hold on. Let me think about this. Which character has died the most times? I feel like Bonnie gets screwed over the most. The thing about this, Vampire Diaries, is they always die and come back. I wonder if it's Stefan because he was locked up in that coffin and was like drowning over and over and over and over. But it also, I don't know if the originals would be considered dying by them getting stabbed by the dagger. I'm going to go with Stefan.
The internet says Alaric. Alaric? How do you say that?
That makes sense. Alaric.
Alaric.
Alaric Saltzman.
It said 8 times. He died 8 times.
Okay. Yeah. I guess technically you could say that. But I honestly would say Stefan died more because he got locked up in a coffin and was put into the ocean or a river or something. And he literally would drown and die over and over and over for like months.
Oh, you're probably right then. They probably didn't take that into consideration.
Google is wrong.
I'm going to give that to you.
Okay. That does make sense though, that it's Alaric, because his are like known, like how many times he dies.
Yeah.
Did you have one more for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Shelby, what year did Catherine turn the Salvatore brothers?
In the 1800s. Was it 1864?
Yes! Ah! How did you get that? What the heck? How did you know that?
I don't know. It's just deep in my brain.
Okay.
That scream was so loud. Okay.
Moving on.
Can we go to the office?
Yes, please. This is my area of expertise.
I have 6 for you, so I'm going to start us off on this one. Okay. Who started the fire in the office?
It was Dwight.
What? I thought it was Ryan. Isn't there a whole song, Ryan Started the Fire or whatever?
I think you're wrong, because Dwight is trying to train everybody in case of a fire. So he starts a fire in the trash can, and he's not trying to start an actual fire. He's just trying to set off the smoke alarms. And then he also heats up all the door handles, and he's trying to tell everyone to remain calm, and he's trying to help them. He's create a fake emergency.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I remember that now, but I think they all were like, thought it was Ryan, right? Because isn't there that song, like, know. Ryan started a fire, or something like that?
I actually don't remember that at all.
Really?
All I know is that Dwight started it in the trash can.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That's funny. Okay, you go.
Okay, Shelby. There is an episode where Holly believes one of the employees to have special needs. Who does she think has special needs?
Kevin.
That's my favorite episode.
That part is actually really funny.
It's my favorite.
Okay, Emily, how many cousins does Dwight have? It's a double-digit number.
I only know of one, but I'll have to
do. Do you want me to give you multiple choice?
No.
Okay.
Don't go easy on me now.
Okay.
I'm going to have to give it a wild guess. I'm going to say 26.
He has 70 cousins.
Oh, my gosh. Shoot. Dallin would probably know all this. He knows more, way more about The Office. Okay, Shelby. How does Pam find out that she's pregnant for the first time?
I don't know. How does Pam find out? Can I get a hint?
Yes, she finds out she's pregnant in the urgent care. But I need more info regarding why she's there.
Oh, freak. I don't remember. This is a hard one. It's not because she just threw up, right? I have no idea. I have no idea.
They are at like an office field day, like a corporate field day, and they're playing volleyball. She sprains her ankle, or she twists her ankle. Oh. So she goes to the urgent care, and there her and Jim find out that she's pregnant.
Oh, I didn't remember that at all.
And then Jim is all teary-eyed, and he calls, I think he calls Dwight and says, call in the subs, as in, we're not coming back. And he's like trying not to cry happy tears.
Oh, okay. I remember that part.
Yeah.
I remember that part. Okay, Emily, what is the name of Andy's a cappella group?
I know this. I just have to think for a second.
It's actually a pretty funny.
Here Comes Trouble?
Yes!
Yes!
Here Comes Trouble.
Yes, I had to think about it. Okay, this is my last office question for Shelby. Where does Jim propose to Pam?
Doesn't he propose at a gas station? That part was so tender.
If you don't know that,
yeah,
you haven't watched.
Okay, I have three more for you for The Office. Okay, Emily, what does Michael try to fire Pam over in season one?
Stealing sticky notes.
Yes, stealing the post-it notes. Okay,
but he's actually fake firing her, mm-hmm. and he uses that as an excuse, and she almost starts crying.
That part was so funny. This show, it's...
That's episode one.
Is it episode one?
Pretty sure.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Or I didn't remember. All right. What's Phyllis's maiden name? Google says Lopin. Lapin?
What?
I don't know. Random. I don't even...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was a hard...
Like, I did not know that at all.
Yeah, that one was kind of a hard one. Okay, last one for Emily for The Office. What did Kevin buy himself when he got himself for Secret Santa?
I actually have no idea. It wasn't a poster, was it?
Mm-mm.
Was it food?
No.
I don't know then.
It was a foot bath.
Oh, yeah. Like a foot spa.
Yeah.
I remember that now, but I would have never remembered that. That's so funny.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Is that all of them?
That's all of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Should we go into Haunting of Hill House?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Shelby. How many Crane siblings are there in the Haunting of Hill House TV series?
There's five.
Yeah.
Steven... I don't know if I'm going to be able to name them. Why did I do this to myself? Steven is the oldest, right?
I'm impressed.
I
would not have known this without looking it up.
Shirley? Thea? Thea? Theo? Lucas? And Nelly.
Wow, I'm very impressed. I could not have done that.
I love that show. Oh, my turn. Okay. Emily, who was the broken neck lady?
Nell.
Yes.
And I wrote that question down.
Shoot.
So I'll give that one to you.
Okay.
So that was my only other Haunting of Hill House question
for
you.
We should look up another one for each other. Okay. I want to look it up real quick.
When Nell drives through the Hill House gate, somebody graffitied the word. What word did they graffiti over the Hill House sign?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I have no idea. All I can think of is, like, murderer? I don't know.
It was hell.
Oh.
So it read, like, Hell House.
Oh, Haunting of Hell House. I remember that now. Okay, in which year was The Haunting of Hill House premiered?
Like, when did the TV series get released?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was between, oh gosh, 2019?
I actually didn't look up the answer.
I was like, why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah, you were close. 2018.
Ah, that was my next guess.
Okay, one more question for that. You, Emily, for Haunting of Hill House, which character had the power to feel what people were feeling just by touching their hands?
She wore gloves.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the sister. The oldest sister? No. Oh, the one with really long hair.
No,
the lesbian.
Yeah. Thea.
Thea.
That's her name. And... little fun fact here, I'm pretty sure she's married to Mike Flanagan, that is the
writer
for Haunting of Hill House.
Cool.
So she's in a lot of his series. Okay.
Is that everything
you have for hunting? Okay. Let's move on. Let's go to Fourth Wing.
Yay!
Shall we?
I have four.
I have five. I'll go first. Okay. How does Violet help Rhiannon across the parapet?
She gives her one of her boots because it has more grip than the ones Rhiannon's wearing.
Correct.
Okay. Mine might be harder.
Okay.
What kind of tail does Taryn have?
Cairn. I know that Andarna is a feather tail. Freak, I said you couldn't give me hard ones for fourth thing.
I actually knew this one, though.
Okay.
But I still had to look it up to make sure.
I'm trying to think. It's not like a snake tail, is it? Is it like spikes? What is that? Like the spiky thingies?
There's a specific name for that.
Oof, I have no idea what the name is.
Morning Star tail.
Never would have thought of their guess that. Because
I remembered
yeah.
that one.
No. The only one I remembered was Andarna's tail. Okay. My turn?
Mm-hmm.
What type of dragon is Sigel, Zayden's dragon?
A blue dragon?
Is that... But what are they... What is it called? What type of dragon is it? I guess what tail does Sigel have?
Oh. I can't think of anything besides a morning star tail.
A dagger tail?
Yes.
Correct.
Your turn.
Okay, Shelby. What color is Dane's dragon?
Oof. I was going to say orange right away, but that was Jack's dragon. And Brennan's dragon is orange.
That's correct.
What color is Dane's dragon? Okay. I'm trying to think. Was it blue?
Mm-mm.
Wait. Yellow?
No.
Red?
Yes. I'm not giving that to you.
I haven't been keeping track for yours. Okay, you go. Oh, wait. My turn. Okay, Emily. What is Dane's signet?
He can read people's most recent memories by touching them.
Do you know what it's called?
Intrinsic?
No, it's... Well, Google says retrocognition.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would not have remembered that exact term.
What is the intrinsic again? I forget.
It's basically just mind reading.
Okay.
Just straight up mind reading. But there's different types of intrinsics.
Okay. So I wonder if that
I can't
would
say
be,
more. I don't want to give spoilers.
I wonder if that would be qualified as... Is that
yeah, I don't know if that's a type of intrinsic.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Maybe not. Okay. Shelby, what is Rhiannon's signet?
Oh, freak. I don't know.
You know this. Come on.
I seriously just, like, blocked these books out of my brain for some reason, besides, like, the most important things. Give me a hint. Just a little hint.
I can give you an instance where she used it that might spark your memory.
Okay.
Violet's in the hallway with...
I don't remember his name.
Varish. Violet's in the hallway with Varish. She has something that she really cannot let him see. And Rhiannon cracks her door and Violet, like, gives her a death stare, like, please help me. And Rhiannon is able to use her signet to help out Violet.
Oh my gosh, I feel like that's a really good hint, and I still don't know. Oh, everybody's like, it's this! And I'm over here like, It's not... Oh, why can't I remember? I literally cannot remember. One more hint, one more, and then you can tell me.
In that moment, it's the first time that she's able to use her signet through a wall.
Still clueless. Through a wall, can she super hear?
Super hear?
Super see?
No.
Super smell?
She can summon objects.
Oh.
And she summons the object Violet doesn't want Varish to see through the wall.
Okay.
And she's like, I've never done that before.
Okay, that was a badass moment.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay, whose jacket did Violet wear?
Well, she's worn Zayden's, but she Minus wore that. Bodhi's.
Yeah! That was good. That was one where I was like, I don't know if she'll get it. Actually, no. I knew you would get that one. Okay, you go.
Okay. Why can some dragon riders produce two signets instead of one?
What the heck? On, you know These this. Are hard.
That's not... not supposed to be hard. That one was supposed to be easy.
Why can they produce two instead of one? Emily, I should have brushed up on this. I feel so dumb right now. I feel so dumb.
We're gonna have. I'm gonna have to make you watch a recap video before we do our fourth.
I'm gonna have to reread these before we do them, for sure. Okay. Wait. Repeat the question.
Why or how can some dragon riders produce two signets instead of one?
Isn't it something to do with, like, their lineage or their genealogy? Oh, okay. I'm on the right track, but now I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. Everyone's like, wow, screaming the answer at me right now. Just tell me.
It's because one of their ancestors was bonded to the same dragon as them. Right.
Okay. I knew that.
I know you knew that. I was like, you know this.
I did know that. Okay, last one for Emily. What is Taryn's nickname for Violet?
Silver One.
Yeah. Silver One.
I love when he says that.
Uh-huh.
Silver One.
They're such a good duo, you know. All right, last little segment here for trivia. How many do you have for ACOTAR?
You got 0 out of 3 for fourth wing.
Oh, that's bad. And okay. I really liked that series, honestly. I liked it a lot.
Okay, for ACOTAR, I have 5.5 questions.
I have 5. Should I start? Okay. Emily, what instrument does Tam Tam play?
The fiddle.
Shoot, you just, give me easy questions.
Just some of them are harder. Just the most unattractive instrument ever is a fiddle.
The fiddle.
Except for Fiddler on the Roof, that is a good.
I mean, he could play. Be playing like the triangle.
Yeah.
Or like a tambourine.
Oh.
Which would be worse?
The fiddle, you actually do have to have some skill to play.
I feel like a flute would be worse because a flute is, like, super feminine.
That is worse.
Sorry to any flautists who are males.
Any of those that you just said are worse than a fiddle. Yeah, but also, just the fact that it's a fiddle and he tries to seduce her is with hilarious.
A seduce me with a fiddle.
Play your fiddle okay. for me,
one
tampon.
One of these is really, really, really hard, but I'm going to start with one.
Easier.
That's not as hard.
Okay.
In A Court of Mist and Fury, when the first time they visit the prison and they visit the bone carver, who did the bone carver appear as to Rhysand?
To Rhysand? Well, he appeared to Feyre as a little boy, and he didn't appear...
Correct.
As
but he appeared as someone different to Rhysand.
Did he appear as, like, his mom?
No. Not a family member.
Why can't I remember this? Obviously, I don't have a very good memory. Jeez.
Well, it's bad because I was just re-listening to it.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
It's Jurian.
Oh, I remember that. That was kind of a hard question.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
All of my ACOTAR questions are kind of hard.
Freak, Emily. Okay.
Sorry.
This one's kind of funny. Emily, what did Feyre use to bait the Suriel?
Shoot. I don't remember. Didn't she just, like, use herself?
No. She used something.
Was it an animal?
Yes. It was an animal. A dead animal, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
It was a dead chicken.
Oh my gosh, I would have never remembered that. I did not remember that at all. Okay, Shelby. In A Court of Mist and Fury, how does Rhysand try to figure out whether Feyre will be able to sense if the book is near or not?
He has her go to the Weaver's Cottage and get her wedding ring.
Good job. The rest of the questions are not going to be easy.
Oh, okay, shoot. Emily, who is Grayson in the ACOTAR series?
Elaine's mortal fiancé.
Yeah. Very Yay. Nice. Very nice. Okay.
Okay, Shelby. Finish this sentence from A Court of Silver Flames.
Oh, shoot.
I am the rock against which the surf crashes.
I have no idea. No idea. I am the rock against... Say it again.
I am the rock against which the surf crashes.
No idea. You're going to have to tell me.
The rest of that quote is, nothing can break me.
Oh. Who says that? Cassian or Nesta?
It's like the Valkyries.
Oh, okay, okay. Love the Valkyries. Power women. Okay. What was the first thing Lucien said when he arrived in Valaris?
I literally have no clue. It was, I mean, he was obviously shocked that this place existed.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something like, how? Is that what he says? How? How does this place exist? Or something along those lines?
Maybe, yeah. I'm pretty sure he says something like, there's children laughing in the streets.
Oh, right. He was just... I bit my tongue.
Are you fine?
Uh-huh. He was just so stunned.
Mm-hmm. By the that children. It was normal.
Yeah. That it was safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another Silver Flames question. Who was the first to cut the white ribbon during training?
I know this one, but now I'm second guessing myself. It was either Gwen or Emery, but I can't remember which one it was. For sure it wasn't Nesta. You're like, it is Nesta.
Give me your final answer.
I think it's Emery.
It's Gwen.
Oh, freak.
You okay. were so close.
I was so close. Okay, last question for me, for ACOTAR. Emily, who is High Lord of Dawn Court?
Okay.
I feel like this one is actually kind of hard.
Helion is Day. Baron is Autumn.
Mm-hmm. We're just going to go through all of them.
Shoot, I forgot his name.
You know, Night, Spring. Who's Winter? Do you know who Winter is?
That one slips my mind. Who's Winter?
Calais.
Calais? How do you say that? I don't know. I give up.
We'll think for a second. Who's Summer?
Tarquin.
Okay, so Dawn also starts with a T. T-H.
Oh, Theson.
Theron.
Theson.
Theson?
Yeah.
T-H-E-S-O-N.
Yeah.
That's like the one where I'm always like, who is the Dawn Court High Lord?
No offense, but they're kind of a forgotten court.
Yeah. But honestly, Dawn Court is cool. I would like to go there.
Yeah. Dude, if I had to pick a court, I would pick Dawn or Autumn or Night.
I mean, obviously, we would have to go to Valaris, you know? But Spring Court, I don't really have much of an interest Mm-mm. going there. Winter Court, I think would be cool because I like Winter Court. But all of the fan art that I see of Dawn is, like, so beautiful. Cool. And the color scheme, like, pink and orange, just,
imagine
like,
imagine the sky being Dawn all the time.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Okay, one last question for you. This one's the hardest. In A Court of Frost and Starlight, what does Lucien give Elaine for a solstice present?
Ooh, this is a hard one. I know that Feyre gives Rhysand a painting of her. Just the worst gift, but he loves it. Actually, I bet Abe would like a painting of myself. He also would be like, why did you give me this? What does Lucien give Elaine? Oh, let me think. Is it jewelry? No. Food? A broken heart.
Think about what she likes. What's her hobby? Has to do.
Gardening. He gives her flowers. A shovel.
A hoe.
Some gloves.
Yes.
Gloves?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That was a joke. But it's real.
He gives her enchanted gardening gloves that won't tear or become sweaty.
Oh, that's actually a cute gift, Lucian. You're so thoughtful. I did not keep track of which ones you got right or which ones you got wrong, but it looks like I didn't do too hot. 50-50.
Yeah, that was fun.
I feel like you did pretty good.
Oh, I have a bonus question for ACOTAR.
A bonus bonus?
Mm-hmm. A bonus question.
Okay, give it to me.
Who is the most beautiful High Lord?
Rhysand. Rhysand, Rhysand. Love him. How many times can we slip in Rhysand in our episodes and call him Rhys and not Rhys? We literally talk about him constantly. Oh, he's for sure the best fantasy male character
to ever exist.
To ever exist.
Sure. Nothing can top
Rhys. A lot of people are like, Rowan is so much better. And I'm like, no. First of all, I just found out that Rhysand is taller than Rowan.
Which is crazy, because to me, Rowan is
huge. Like, I imagine Rowan is, like, 7 feet tall.
Yeah,
but he's, what, like, six?
6'4", and Rhysand's, like, 6'5".
6'5", yeah. And everyone's like, Rhysand's a short king.
I'm like, bruh, 6'5"?
That's not short.
Just because Azrael and Cassian are, like, a little bit taller than Rhysand doesn't mean that Rhysand's a short king.
Yeah, exactly.
Tamlin's a short king, I think.
Yeah, also Elaine is like 5'4".
Yeah, she's tiny.
That's small for Fae. And you have to remember that they're Fae, so that's why they are taller.
Yeah.
But compared to Cassian and Azrael, Rhysand could be a short king.
No.
A Fae short king.
I refuse to call Rhysand a short king.
But Zayden and Rowan are shorter than Rhysand, and that is shocking.
Yeah, but Zayden's also a human.
Yeah. So, for a human, he's tall. And, okay, how tall is Violet? Do you know? She's, like, 5'1".
Some things say, like, 5 feet, and some things say, like, 5'2".
Oh, okay.
She's between 5 foot and 5'3".
That tracks.
Yeah. So, my height.
Yeah. You are Violet. Also, Pharaoh's pretty close to my height. She's, like, 5'7".
Yeah.
And I'm, like, 5'6½". We are the same.
This is Violet and Farrah signing off.
Yeah.
That concludes our
trivia
episode.
Let us know what you thought. That was fun. It was fun.
Hopefully it was fun for not just us, but it might have been just fun for us.
I like doing trivia for things that I know about. But yeah, let us know what you thought. And like and subscribe.
Leave us a review.
Share
with your friends and family.
It's actually helpful to if you leave us quit laughing. It's helpful. I can't concentrate when you're doing that. It's helpful when you leave. Shut up. Okay. It's helpful when you leave us a rating and review. Oh my gosh! Stop.
You're so annoying.
Just kidding. You're not annoying. Love you.
No.
Follow us on Instagram at eb.pod. We have a good time on there, and we're basically just going to be your book meme account probably forever. Mm-hmm. Constantly posting things on there and funny dances and updates. So if you want updates about the pod, then go ahead and follow us. Also, we want to do some story episodes. If you have any embarrassing stories to tell us, send your stories our way. Give us a direct message. If you have one of our numbers, you can give us a text. We have a few good ones, but we would like a few more if you have a good story. And that's it. We're gonna sign off.
Okay.
Bye.